Welcome to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into a crucial skill, organizing information and ideas. This is all about how you structure your writing to be clear, coherent, and engaging for the reader. It's a big part of AO5 for writing and AO2 for reading, so getting this right can really boost your marks. We'll cover everything from paragraphing to discourse markers, and I'll give you some top tips to impress the examiners. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about the building blocks of your writing, paragraphs. A paragraph isn't just a chunk of text, it's a self-contained idea. Think of each paragraph as a mini essay with its own point. You need a clear topic sentence at the start to tell the reader what the paragraph is about. Then you develop that idea with evidence and explanation. And finally, you link it to the next paragraph with a smooth transition. Avoid those clunky, formulaic transitions like firstly, secondly, thirdly. Instead, use more sophisticated discourse markers that show the relationship between your ideas, like however, in contrast, furthermore, or as a result. This shows the examiner that you're thinking about the flow of your argument. And don't be afraid to use a one-sentence paragraph for dramatic effect. It's a powerful tool to create emphasis and manipulate the pace of your writing. In the reading section, you'll be asked to analyze how the writer has used structure. This is where you can talk about the effect of paragraphing. Does the writer use short, punchy paragraphs to create tension or long, descriptive paragraphs to build a sense of place? It's all about explaining the why behind the writer's choices. Now for some top exam tips. When you're planning your writing, think about the overall trajectory of your response. Your final paragraph should link back to your opening to create a satisfying cyclical structure. This shows the examiner that you've thought about the piece as a whole. For the reading paper, when you're analyzing structure, focus on the shift between paragraphs. What changes? Is it the time, the place, the perspective? And how does that shift affect the reader's understanding? A great technique for narrative writing is the drop-shift-zoom approach. You drop the reader into a scene, then shift the focus to a new element, and then zoom in on a specific detail. This naturally dictates your paragraph changes and creates a more dynamic and engaging story. And a quick word on common mistakes to avoid. Don't fall into the trap of tipping point paragraphs, where you introduce a new idea at the very end. Start a new paragraph for a new idea. And when you're analyzing structure, don't just spot a paragraph break. Explain its specific function and effect. That's where the marks are. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's see what you've remembered. 1. What's the purpose of a topic sentence? Answer: to establish the focus of the paragraph. 2. Give me an example of a sophisticated discourse marker. Answer: however, in contrast, furthermore, as a result. 3. What's the drop-shift-zoom approach used for? Answer: to naturally dictate paragraph changes in narrative writing. 4. What's a tipping point paragraph? Answer: a paragraph where a new idea is introduced at the end instead of the start of a new paragraph. Great job. So, to sum up, organizing your information and ideas is all about creating a clear, coherent, and engaging piece of writing. Use paragraphs to structure your ideas with clear topic sentences and smooth transitions. Use a variety of paragraph lengths to manipulate pace and create emphasis. And when you're analyzing structure, focus on the why behind the writer's choices. That's all for this episode. Happy revising.